the question was asked, what should be the balance between Milut Chasadim and Torah study? So we had seen the Chafetz Chaim in Ahavat Chesed quoted the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Hakol mi shelomet Torah bilvad, whoever learns Torah alone, domek mi shein lo Eloah, it's as though he has no God. And the Chafetz Chaim explained to us that there is a correlation. The more Torah one learns, the more Chesed one is expected to do. We find Rabbi Akiva headed a fund. We find that the great sages were constantly involved in Chesed, and this applies to all sages. There's a balance, like the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, "Kol mi shemaisav merubim mechochmaso." If a person's actions outdo their learning, so then they're like a tree with many, many roots that's gonna last. And if a person just learns and learns and learns and doesn't perform, then he's like a tree with many branches but very little roots. So then there's more to catch the wind on, but less to hold them in place. The actions are what keep us growing. It's not enough to learn a theoretical Torah. At the same time, we have to know that there are stages in life. Like Rabbi Feinstein once said to me, we wish a child that is bris, he should grow l'Torah u'lechupa u'lmasim tovim. The good actions are primarily post-marriage. You have an opportunity when you're between 13 and 18 or 20, whatever it is, to learn like you'll never have that opportunity again. And you're laying the foundations for your future actions. And it's like a person who wants to be a doctor, so he volunteers in the ambulance, and he's in the ambulance corps at the same time that he's learning in medical school. He's never going to be a good doctor. There is a time when you have to study, and without that you won't be a good doctor. At the same time, if when he's studying in medical school he's an animal to all his friends, when he'll be a doctor he'll remain an animal. It's not going to change overnight. So what we say is, when you're learning, there's ample opportunity to be a good person without disrupting your learning. There's someone ill in the dormitory, make sure you bring him food. Your roommate seems upset, make sure you take the time to talk to him. There's a lot of chesed that could be done here within, if a person is taking full advantage of his time. And he's like going to be the top doctor, he's going to be the top rabbi. So then there is a time when he should put his mind in the Gemara and not know anything else in the world. If people need him, mitzvah sheyef shalasa saideh echerim, he should do. But he doesn't have to go out searching for the good deeds, because he'll never get to where he has to get to. If he tries to balance the two at the stage of learning, he just won't get there. And that's why we would say that he should focus on his learning and do the chesed that he must do. He should call up his parents and see how they're doing. He should be a good brother. There's enough chesed that a person is going to remain a good person. And within his learning, he'll learn and perfect it, and then he'll reach the point in his life where he could act and learn. But a person cannot grow to what his potential is if he's always looking to be out there doing the chesed. That's like the guy in medical school who's volunteering on the ambulance. He's just not going to do it. He's never going to end up being a doctor. On the other hand, if it's the average student in yeshiva, where he's never going to end up being a big rabbi, he's just going to learn a few years, know something, and end up being a good husband, etc. So then part of developing his character and part of developing his growth in Torah is for sure taking time to do chesed. And anyone that takes time off to go and smoke and go on hikes and go do everything else should for sure think about taking that time and taking his break doing chesed. And very often guys ask me, how do I contend with the Yetzer Hara for girls? I grew up with girls and I was running around with the girls, now I'm in Machon Meir, and what am I supposed to do? This is the life I knew. And I consulted with a rabbi about this, a rabbi in Machon Meir. I don't know if he wants me to quote him by name. And he said that there's a three-step process to the growth out of that. He said, number one, a person has to understand the value of leading a holy life and what he's losing when he's leading a life like that. Number two, a person has to know, and he has to invest time learning that constantly. Number two, a person has to know that if he didn't succeed today, doesn't mean he won't succeed tomorrow. Part of growth is the ups and downs of growth. And very often what happens is when a person has a down, he figures, that's it, I'm never going to do it. So he has to know it's not that way. Part of growth is the graph goes like this on its way up. There are ups and ups and downs, and in general you work your way up. And when a person has it down, he shouldn't feel like it's over. He should say, okay, so now I'll get back up and figure out how to contend with it. And advice number three, he said, is that they should be involved in chesed. When does a person fall? when he has his spare time outside smoking and he's got nothing to do and he has hours and he surfs the net and he goes into chat rooms and then he gets into trouble or he goes where he shouldn't be going. If a person leads a life where he has part of the time learning Torah and when he can't focus on Torah all day like many people, so then he has the other half of his day, he makes the parnasa he needs to, and then he's focused on chesed. If he knows how many hungry people there are in the world, if he knows how many women beaten by their husband, children beaten by their parents, people that need his help and are not getting help. There are thousands of people in Jerusalem that need help and are not getting it. You know how many people there are, old people who don't have heat in their home, cannot afford heat. Old people now in the winter are sitting freezing. I used to have a neighbor, we'd visit him, he sat huddled, covered with blankets and a cup of tea and next to this little radiator so that it wouldn't cost him too much in a freezing house. And it turns out there are thousands, if not tens of thousands, all over the country that are living like that. And we can help them. There are many ways to help. And there are many people that need help. So what this rabbi said, he said, is people have to know that if they want to outgrow that, there are three steps to the process. There's learning about the importance. There's recognizing that when I go down, I could still get back up and keep getting back up, and dealing with chesed. Chesed is part of growth, not only in the area of being a kind person. It's also, like the Hasidim say, like the Netivot Shalom says, su mera va'asei tov. Sometimes we go the Litvish route. We say su mera, turn away from bad, and then you'll be able to grow into asei tov, doing good. And sometimes it's su mera, how could I turn away from doing drugs and doing everything I've been doing that's bad? Al yedei, through asei tov, doing good. When we do chesed, it's part of our own growth. 20 years ago, I spoke to a parent of a handicapped child. And the parent said, my kid can't read, my kid can't write, my kid can barely do anything, and he's becoming a vegetable. What should I do? I said, put him in charge of helping others. So the parent said, what do you mean? He can't help himself. He'll help others? I said, yeah, exactly. Have him help others. It's the best growth for him. For him, he'll have a healthy ego, he'll have healthy growth. For him, not for them, for him. We put him in charge of a can drive, collecting cans. And, you know, it changes the person. So we don't do chesed for ourselves. We do chesed for others. And chesed is very important. We mentioned that there's a time of growth where it might be legitimate for a person to focus on his growth. For most people, in order to grow straight and to grow correctly, they need to balance their learning with chesed. But how to apply it specifically? Each individual should consult with his Rebbe. Maybe, I mean, you do have students in Machon Meir that this is their only opportunity and they have to focus on their learning, otherwise they're never going to get anywhere. You know, I come here, we had a bris in the family. A relative came to me 2-3 weeks ago and said, you know, you weren't by my bris. I said, yeah. And I sent you word that I had a class. And some of the students in the class came to Machon Meir for 1 month. So you figure they're going to hear a total of 15, 20 classes. If I'd lose, they'd lose 1/20 of the Judaism they would have. If I'd come to your bris. I figured that 1/20 of another Jew's Judaism is worth more than a bris. You had the bris without me. I wasn't the mall. You managed. Fine. Okay. Fine. So I didn't mean it like a shtach. I wasn't the mall. I meant like you didn't need me. You had enough people. I'd love to come. If you wouldn't have made it at times when I should have been with Machon Meir, I would have come. But I value every class here because I know that guys sometimes give up a lot of their lives to get this month or this year of learning, and they might not have another opportunity for that. And that's why sometimes we say that if you could focus on your learning and grow in the learning, then now is not the time for the chesed, because you won't have this opportunity again. People sometimes come for only one night, you know. There was a student in Machon Meir a few years ago. I hadn't seen him for years. He showed up on a Thursday night after years that I hadn't seen him. Showed up from Tverio with one question or two questions. I don't know when I'll see him again. I'm going to go tell him to do chesed. You never know. So that's why we don't necessarily encourage it, even though you're 100% right, that for the correct growth of a person, there must be that balance. And Chazal say, the more Torah, the more you got to do chesed. I just want to say one more thing. The Gemara tells us a fascinating story in Tanis. The Gemara gives us a list of stories, and Rav Nissim Gaon in his work, Sefer Masiyot, quotes even more stories than the Gemara quotes, about great rabbis of the Talmud who asked Eliyahu who's going to be near them in the Garden of Eden. And Eliyahu surprised them by showing them people who did kindness, people who did chesed. And each time they questioned and they verified and they saw the tremendous chesed that the person did. But at the end of the day, I think that one of the inescapable conclusions from those stories is that even though Torah, Talmud, Torah, Keneged Kulam, it's the biggest mitzvah learning Torah, but chesed is high up there too. And exceptional chesed can get a person, it seems, to the same place that Torah can get it. And that's why we, that's one of the things we have to bear in mind when we ask ourselves, Torah, chesed, yeah, without Torah you won't do the right chesed. People can think they're doing chesed, like Rabbi Akiva, where he carried the dead person for a long journey through the desert, thinking he was doing him an act of kindness to bury him in the city cemetery. And then the rabbis told him, the soul suffers every footstep you move the body. You should have buried him on the spot. He's entitled to, where a person dies, if it's public domain, he buys the territory. Automatically it's his. You didn't have to bring him to the public cemetery and you hurt him. We see, sometimes a person can be like Rabbi Akiva, carrying a corpse through the heat of the desert, thinking he's going to get sechar for every footstep of the way, and then he hears that, no, he hurt the corpse every footstep of the way. And that's one of the reasons why it's so imperative that a person learn, and not only do chesed. Without the learning, people can really, really mess up with the best intentions. So, lam aretz chasid. When you don't know, you can't be pious. At the same time, like you said, chesed is critical, and the more we learn, the more chesed we have to perform. Chesed begins in the immediate circle and extends to the whole world. Fair? Yeah. Okay.